When it comes to the Georgia Beat Board, you've heard from Suzanne Black over the past year, their Director of Public Relations and Industry Information. And while you will continue to hear from her, she has a new name.
I got married a little over a week ago now, so I'm excited now. I'm Suzanne Bentley.
So while we say congratulations to Suzanne Bentley and her new husband, Daniel, she is also wants you to know she's excited that funding they've received from the Federation of State Beef Councils has been extended.
We were so excited to be using the funding so efficiently through our Beef 101 tours that we've had in the past. And I know I've talked about it before through the Federation Initiative Fund. We actually had some leftover funding from some of those tours that we did through that grant. And so we've gotten an extension for that grant from NCBA. And so we are able to conduct another tour through that same grant. And we're going to aim towards the fall. We're in the planning processes, talking with UGA Meat Science Department again. But we're really excited for another tour, and we're going to be targeting those food service and retail professionals again. And we may switch up the tour some, so just stay tuned to hear all about that.
And she explains again where these dollars come from.
That grant is through the Federation Initiative Fund, and that is funded by all those other states that have excess checkoff dollars that us states who are consumer states can draw from. So we're really excited to have that extension on that grant. And we're ready to get working on it again.
For more information, just contact the Georgia Beat Board office in Macon. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.